The guy said, don't tell me he's starting now Ketanim davening themselves for Hanukkah. Mamela Rosh Hashanah, I heard it was too long and this, he wanted to make a... He said, no. The Ketanim dab that mean they daven with the tzibur. They want to use the cotton to light the Ner Beis HaKnesses. And each night a different kid will light the Ner in the shul. That was his shayla. And he felt, again, he's not paskening, he's just asking. He felt that since anyway the Shulchan Aruch brings down a suffix, if a cotton could be mitzi by Ner Chanukah. And that was the whole theory we had in the Magen Avraham. That in Hilchas Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down a cotton. In Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down a cotton. Yeshayimim. Right? The Shita Zeiter. So Lamaisa, it's an Eden. And many of the Achronim talk about this. The theory in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham. Many talk about the theory. And the bottom line is, unless you learn like the Mishaburah, Mishaburah Taka learns in Lav Dafke, that Hu Adin Hocha, that the Shaila, the Yesh Mishoimer here in Hilchas Chanukah, would say the same thing by Megillah, and it's Taka equal, but most of the Achronim that I'm a falpal with the Shaila don't come out like that. They come out that there's differences. Actually, the Chacham Tzvi, which is the Mahalach that we took, the Chacham Tzvi's Mahalach is that Ner Chanukah is different because the Ikar is the Tetzot. Right? The Ikar is the outcome, which I think the Manal was saying that's for yesterday. The main thing is the outcome. And the Mela, although the Shulchan Aruch and Uchus Megillah didn't accept the Shitas Baaliter even as a Yeshayimim, by Chanukah it did. That means there's more of a tzad to be made by Chanukah. And it's a strong Svara, meaning this Chacham Tzvi is a strong Svara, because after all, Tosfos already Shvitzes in Kama Mekomos Bishas, why can't the cotton be Motzi a Gadol by a Mitzvah to Rabbah? Right? Logic is that you should be able to. Elamai, it's a Svara, Tarti de Rabbonin, Echoda de Rabbonin. It's a difficult Svara, right? So it's very easy to accept that Pamedvorm Amurim, that Tosfos is saying that a two de Rabbonin can't be Motzi, Chad de Rabbonin. That's what I need to... I need him to be Moitzi me. So then, we have to be exactly on the same page. If he's a Tati de Rabbona, I'm a Chodah de Rabbona, that's a problem. Yeah. Mashen came, by Chanukah, where anyway the Tetzah is the Ikel. Can we make all that? So now, even though we don't rely on that Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, we don't use Ketanim to light at home. Right? If somebody's not going to be home, they're not going to use a cotton to be Moitzi. For sure not, right? The Shulchan Aruch brings down as a Yesh Mishayim. But this Choshev Talmud of mine felt that in Shul, Shine, it's only a minik. So you could be mitzaref that even at home, even to be Yotzidik or Chiyuv, there's a tzad. So he thought, he said, this one I think Rebbe's going to let me do. I said, not so possible. What? That's his taina. That's what he's saying. So he thought that I will for sure agree to this. And I didn't. Not only I didn't agree, I gave a couple of svaras to him why maybe it's worse. How could it be worse? So we'll handle today and we'll see. Maybe it's worse. Maybe. L'chor it should be better. It's a minig. Nobody today is being yaitza with those neighbors. Oh, we should get a chubis van hogus taka. Chelik Hay. Do we have Chelik Hay? We only have the first four Chalakim. I mean, now it goes all the way till you have it, right? See, according to the Tshuvas van Hogas, he has an Eidus from a Moshe Salvechik. According to that, there's not even a Havamina Yashukech. Not even a Havamina Shabahavamina Shabahavamina that you'd be able to use a cotton. It's not even in the thinking possibilities. He says an unbelievable edus from a Moshe Soloveitchik Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who's one of the big gedolim in Europe, paskin a lot of shaylas. Okay, so let's discuss a couple of other very small shaylas, which are all going to be totally zebizeh. Do you light a Ner Chanukah, which is a shayla I got last year, in a koilel that doesn't have at all davening. They come at night, they learn. We have such a koil in it. Well, actually, they have a minyan in our koil in Eretz Yisrael. We have now a koil in Yerushalayim at night. They take a daven there. But let's say no davening. They go to learn. They go to learn. And is there an inyan to, A, is there an inyan to light in Hanukkah? B, could you light with a bracha? So somebody brought down from Rav Steinman that he felt you could. I'm sure if Daniel would like that. It's a mokum, it's a tzibu, it's the rabbim. Presuming he said the rabbim. It's nice. Well, you have to daven ma'ariv. Lamaisa, the person who brought it down, B'Shem Rav Steinman, I saw this years ago, they had a gillion they put out from Rav Steinman every Friday. So I saw over there they brought down from Rav Steinman that he felt you could, and he was medayik from the Mishabura. Because the Mishabura says that not only could you light in the Beis HaKnesses, you could light in the Beis HaMedrash. As I say in Mishabura, if you look in Tafri Shayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch brings down your light in Eretz and Beis. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Beis HaMedrash, says Beis HaKnesses. Mishabura says, who are them Beis HaMedrash? So the way this person brought it down is that Rav Steinman made a diak. What's the Mishabura talking about? If he's talking about a Beis HaMedrash like this, right? So what? You'd have a Havlin, what? It's worse because we also learn here? What? You're not going to light here because also we learn? That makes no sense. So he says, that's not the Shkim Pshat. So therefore, he says, it must be that that's what the Dos Main tell. When the Mishabur says over here that you light in Shul, you can lie who I did, you can lie in the Beis HaMedrash, she means with only a Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaKnesses, Manichoy B'Koysel Dorem, Vorchenol of Mishum Persuminisa, Zokta Mishabura, what is Mavorchenol of Mishum Persuminisa? He says, the Minig is Takam Beis HaKnesses, and then he says, Fuadin Beis HaMedrash. No, sir. Fuadin Beis HaMedrash. So I didn't hear this from Rav Steinman. I don't think he wrote it Mefurish, but this Gillian that they put out, they wrote a Pishmoy, that's what he held, that you like. Now, I'll tell you that many Gedol Yisrael held not like that. They held that you can't be Yates. Now, you have to know, he's making a good deacon Mishabur. Then what's the Mishabur saying? Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash where you're davening, so they're davening. So, if we're not going to do the diak the way Rav Steinman is saying, it comes out to Fakert, we have a diak Fakert, that the Mishabur is telling us that so much you need a din Beis HaKnesses, that there'd be a Havamina that a Beis Medrash, no one look, even though you're davening there. Even though you're davening there. That's what should come out. Why would that be? Doesn't seem to make sense, L'Cherpin. But if now I have a tshuva from Rav Eliashiv. The Rav Eliashiv wrote Mefurish that if there's no minion, you can't. As I talked to him. You need to have a minion. In order to light with a bracha, you need to have a minion. Yeah, that's the chiddush. V'gam danti b'beis haknesses shaloyim deboyu l'achar limud mispalim tefilas arvis. Haim yicholim lahadlik neiris kishemisasun lilmoyit koydim tefilas arvis. If there's no ma'ir of v'zicha can't. So you have a koil. They're learning from 8 to 9. Or like by us, our koil, 8:30 to 10. 10 o'clock, they have a ma'ir. So normally, you light right before ma'ir. But here, it's a shame. They're going to be there for... They're going to be for an hour and a half before Ma'ariv. So he's being done. He says, no, you could light there. He says, you could light. And then he says, Avol ha-grach k'nievski zatzal kosov shaloi adliku elo somuk l'tfilas avas shaloi nisakna adloka b'ves ha-knesses elo b'zman tfile. Chata ma'isen. Only b'zman tfile. And Rav Eliashiv was medayik from the Maril, that the Maril says that on Friday, if you don't have the minyan, it's not there yet, and the Mishmur brings this down, you're allowed a light, because they're going to get there. That happens sometimes. It's getting close to Shabbos. And if you're going to wait for the minyan, especially in a place that happens a shkiedik, if you're going to wait for it, so you're allowed to, the Maril says, you're allowed to light, make a bracha, I'll smach the people that are going to come. So, Memele, you see that as long as the Tetzor is there, it's okay. As long as they're going to daven at the Amela, to learn and as I said, they're done. That's why he has no problem with this. Fascinating. Anyway, so Rav Sternberg brings down here, again, this is an edus from Rav Sternberg that he heard from a Moshe Salvechik, an unbelievable chiddush. He holds that the brisk, the hadlok is a din tzibur, and it has to be mitzaref to the tefillah. And the only reason why you could light between mincha and ma'ariv is because they already became a tzibur mincha. So it's not bottled the shame tzibur from them. But let's say a tzibur is coming together now to daven ma'ariv, they wouldn't even be allowed to light. They have to become a tzibur. Not even enough to have 10 people. It's not even enough you have 10 people that are going to daven together. It has to be 10 people that already got a zikas tzibur. They became one tzibur. Then you could light. As I said, he says over here, so what they do, Matzah Shabbos? Big problem, Matzah Shabbos. He says, B'choyo, no problem, Acha Mincha, no problem. But then he says like this, he says, but Matzah Shabbos, they had a problem. So what they do? V'shamati me'agram salveitshik zeichet tzadik l'vroche. Sha'asoro shemekubotsum yachab v'yitzhak nesus, ein lohem toyar tzibur. V'rak shespalu yachad, heim ugodim v'nechshovim tzibur. Lochem adlikim rak la'acha shespalu minche, v'atzibur nishar shom, kevon shisagdu b'minche, yei shem tzibur alayu, v'loi poka shem tzibur la'acha minche. Kivon sha'adayim ugodim uspalu ma'irif. We got together, we got a din tzibur by mincha, and since we didn't, we still plant the daven ma'ariv, we're still a tzibur. But his problem was, Matzah Shabbos. If you're going to light after ma'ariv, you're done. You're not a tzibur anymore. Because you have nothing left to do but tzibur. No, it has to be one... Has to be one knesset. Has to be that they didn't stop. It's continuing. So he says. So he had a problem. Listen to what he says. So he had a problem. Motzei Shabbos, hidliku bebrisk koydem kaddish tiskabel. Could you imagine? What a chiddush nifle. They won't say kaddish tiskabel because it's going to be too late to light the nechanik with a bracha. So mamash hipuch mea mischak as a stand, we can light wherever we want. It's nice. It's pretty. Is this unbelievable? Last year I saw this, I was like mishtemen. The kivul hamiyos kaddish bin tzibur loipok hashem tzibur minayu koydim kaddish. Is it dinal tzibur? Sarich tzibur? אין ציבור, זה מה ש... הוא אומר, ציבור צריך להיות שיש זיקה. אין זיקה, גמרנו. As soon as the ציבור finished davening, they're done. There's nothing left, there's nothing רויבץ on them to remain. You were, all of השולם. You were a ציבור, and now, the end. The ציבור ended. It's a חידש נפלא. For sure, the minig oilum is not like brisk, like this minig of brisk. I'm just telling you, I'm showing you this not lahalocha, even though it is being said lahalocha. I'm showing you this how far it goes. That this askomas achroinim that it's totally in tefillah. It's a shail if you can even light in a place if you plant the daven later. And somehow, you have to mamish integrate. So again, Rav Yashiv didn't go like the Bliskel. Rav Yashiv held, it's enough that there's going to be a minion here. Reb Chaim held, you should light dafke, if you're learning and then davening, light right before Ma'ariv. That's enough. The learning alone, not. By the way, it's Simin Reish Chav Gimel, Kedai to see. It's a long tshuva. Reish Chav Gimel, has a lot of Inyoni Chanukah there. Chilakei Simin Reish Chav Gimel. But anyway, so this opens up the door to a bunch of other shaylos in Beis HaKnesses, which is, if somebody is in a Beis HaKnesses, let's say they have 10 minyonim. Rabbi Daniel, the Moir Da'asra from probably the biggest minyan factory in for sure in Muncie, right? More than Satman and Visions, no? How many?
5 to 10,000 a
day. Wow. Here? Now here's 5 to 10,000. Wow. Rav Daniel, we have to start calling you. I call you, Rabbeinu. I think we have to call you Reish Gelus. 10,000 is Reish, the biggest rabbi. You're the bigger rabbi than Ephraim Goldberg in Boca. Okay. Anyway, so Lamai said, when you have a shul like that, or even not like that, you have 5 minyanim. Does each minyan need adlaka? But forget plaque for a moment, right? Stam. Does every minyan need hadlaka? And I want you to know that there's three different shittas when you're doing such a thing. When you have a bunch of minyanim in the shul. Min hakotza lakotza. I'm going to share with you a tshuva and Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi holds, fascinating, one hadlaka. Every shul, one adlaka. Shiner, one adlaka. Avaz Yitzchak, one adlaka. Avaz Yitzchak only has 2 minyanim, and Shiner has 2,000 minyanim. It doesn't matter. One hadlaka. That's the Shevet HaLevi. And what does the Shevet HaLevi say? Shevet HaLevi says, if Savor and I'm always saying, when we were discussing this also, Kama Diyoy Nishbach, I try to understand the hadlaka Beis HaKnesses, it's very hard to make from that more toilodes. As it is, they schwitz. How are you able to light it? Are you able to light in shul? How much ink was spilled on that? So the Shevet HaLevi says, Ein lanu l'chadesh yotel. That's the Shevet HaLevi. That's it. You can only light with one minyan. So he holds it. Even though it's different people, and the menorah is out already, and it doesn't matter. Well, that's a good child. Different tents is a whole different story. By you, for sure. Each tent is the tents are not mechuber. That's for sure. So it's separate. But that's Azoy Halto Shevet HaLevi. Dayoy, that's it. Dayenu. And he himself is masking. There's no real good svara for that. Why should, if a menorah was lit at 5 o'clock Ma'ariv, right? And there have been 5,000 people in the building since then, in and out, in and out, in and out. So because 10 guys lit a menorah at 5 o'clock, and that menorah has been out for 3 hours, why should now the 100 people that are davening at 10 o'clock, why shouldn't they need outlook? What's the logic? Maybe. We're clearing only according to the Shevet HaLevi, right? That's the Shevet HaLevi shita. So that's the mechudish tikashita, but he holds you can't be mechadish any chidushim and adlokas beis haknesses. You can only light where it's for sure, and for sure we only know of one adlok in a beis haknesses. That's all. All we know is what it says in Shulchan Aruch Tofer Shayin Aleph. It says you light in the beis haknesses on this wall, and you're allowed to make a bracha. So bal toisif and bal tigra, you can't. That's a big chiddush. Rav Eliashiv Zatzal held that every minyan be'etzem has its own chiv. When we say chiv, whatever obligation there is, chiv tziburi, whatever the obligation is, it's on each minyan. Every minyan comes, there's a new obligation. So he says, like this: they don't have to put it out. As long as the menorah is still on, they don't need a new adlaka. But if the menorah is out, they have to make a new adlaka. With a bracha. With a bracha. Light with a bracha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, holds that if the first minyan put enough oil in that it should be on until the last minyan, then even if it went out, if they didn't, then Avada, he holds like a shver. Then the next minyan will need it. But if they put enough oil, he says, first of all, they should. They should put enough oil to burn till then. And if they did, there's a kofsa in Zokokla, even on the last minyan. Because there was a hadlaka done in the Beis HaKnesses that was long enough till the shuk over here ends, tichla regel ben ashuk. So let's say the last minyan by you, I don't know when it is. It's probably still happening now, but, right? So the last minyan of Ma'ariv, if you put in enough oil, then even if it went out, you don't need a new hadlaka. So Chaim is the biggest maker in this regard. I mean, Shevet HaLevi is the one who holds no more than one hadlaka per shul. That's the Shevet HaLevi. He's a yochid. The Shevet HaLevi is a yochid in that regard. All the other dayas held that each tzibur needs some yachas to the hadlaka. Either some old imamish need a hadlaka, has to be mamish on while they're davening, or the chal apach is according to Reb Chaim that there was a hadlaka made for them, even if it's out already, they could still say, to me it's a big chiddush Reb Chaim, because l'chaira, the it's a tzibur, it's more mistava like of Yashiv. It's each minyan that comes together, it's their minyan. So what do I gain that somebody else made a hadlaka, one that I have no shaychus to, because I have no mitzvah of that hadlaka. How could I benefit from the ein zokukla of a hadlaka I have no shaychus to? I have no chi of such a hadlaka, I have no shaychus. Epis Reb Chaim understood a little bit, that's what you have to say again, all these things are one-liners from Reb Chaim, that's the problem. There's no explanations. But I would suspect that Reb Chaim understood that in a way he understood like with the Shevet HaLevi, which is that there's one shul, and the shul is made up of a bunch of tziburim, and klapi the din of Adlokas Beis HaKnesses, they're all misyachas the fact that they belong to one Beis HaKnesses. It's kilu there's a Beis halacha. So therefore, they are connected to that first hadlaka that was made. The only reason why they wouldn't be is if there wasn't enough oil put in to begin with that would cover them. But as long as enough oil was put in to cover them, they're misyachas to that hadlaka. That's how you have to learn Reb Chaim. He saw a big umbrella that's over the whole Beis HaKnesses, and anybody that could have been included in that hadlaka, it's like you have a chelik in the shemen. You're included in that hadlaka. If the hadlaka couldn't have burnt for the 10 o'clock minyan, then 10 o'clock minyan is not never nichlal in that hadlaka. But any minyan that's up until 10 o'clock, it's like they were mishtatav bepriti. You understand? In the hadlaka that was before. I think that's the only way to understand Reb Chaim's Ein Zokukla. No, he's talking about a lot of minyanim. It doesn't matter. No, but that's only going to work against us, because that we could say in such a case, that b'chlal not mechuyiv. Once you say it's a Beis HaKnesses Degedin, on that side that the factory, there's no real...
It's a factory shul? I'm talking about Chaim is talking about non-factory.
It's talking about a shul that has a lot of minyanim.
Yeah, but it's still one tzibur. Everyone knows each other.
You're getting social now. They have donuts together. They have the soup in the morning by Shiners together. They have the supper, what's it called? The masbia, what's that called? They have that van with the food in there. Meaning, these are all dvarim, svarot shepochim ba'avir. Which is why the Shevet HaLevi basically said, forget it. The Shevet HaLevi said, forget it. Ein l'dover svaros ke'el asoiv. And there's no real, I should have a Shevet HaLevi. I'm going to get you Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi. Because I remember Yeshiva were missing the later halokim. Right? We were missing the later halokim. Chelik test we had, right? We were missing Yud Aleph, I think, right? Somebody get Chelik test, Shevet HaLevi. Yasher Koach. Thank you very much. So we have to get the Yuralef. Tell him to remember to get the, tell somebody, whoever's in charge. What, you told him? Here. Okay, that we can't be mechayev such a thing. To get the whole set for one, nah, that's coolly high. It says like this. Here, simin kuf mem gimel rabbi say chelik tes ulinyan beis hamedrash sheyesh loy kama minyanim zeh sheloy bifnei zeh. Each minyan is not there with the other minyan. Hayim lahadlik b'shneim b'brocha. Nira lufiyan izdaiti pshita. The aim lohoisif alaminik lahadlik yoisem ipamachas bebrocha. You can't in this shul make another bracha. Why? The gamal zeh nosnu v'nosnu kol gedolei apoiskim. Even to understand the first hadlaka, the poiskim shvitz and memela avoloi lohoisif levorach pamayim boisei mokim. I'm saying in a different tent, boisei mokim. Vim roitzim, you want a dafka like at liku avo bulibroch. Das is I know. That's so. That's what he says. See, he's besakina harifa. That any. So I think. So what do we have to say here? We have to understand what did this hadlaka? Where did this hadlaka come from? Oh, it's too thick. Phew. It's gonna need another day. We have to go into the mucker of where this hadlaka came from. That's what we have to go into now. When does the Ilum leave tomorrow? Mr. Tom, everybody here will be 1 o'clock here, no? So we'll do before Mincha instead of after Mincha. We're not having a Mincha tomorrow. Okay, so maybe we'll do it. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow. Polina, we'll try to get it.